That was at the heart of the message from Jim and Lynn Jackson about grace, right? You're safe with me. You're loved no matter what. That's grace. And there's also the responsibility side. You're responsible for your actions, but you're called and capable. So I recommend the book Disciplines That Connect With Your Child's Heart. Well, speaking of books, our guest, Lisa Marone, who joins us every other Monday, has written books on sleep, on back and neck pain, on diabetes, on headaches, migraines, overeating. One of her latest books, a great book called Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake, Seven Steps for Living Strong, Loving God, and Serving Others. And we get the opportunity to chat with Lisa every other Monday. Lisa's a physical therapist, professor, and author, and speaker who encourages us to get healthy for heaven's sake. And every Monday, she has a Monday morning health tip. And so that comes out every Monday morning, and we have a chance to talk with her every other Monday. So welcome back, Lisa, to tell us about our Monday morning health tip.
Neil, great to be with you again. This week's Monday morning health tip is really kind of off the beaten path of the things that we normally talk about. We're going to talk about pain today.
I love it, and not that I love pain. No, I don't enjoy pain at all, actually, which is why this will be such a good conversation. And I was thinking, oftentimes it's we don't think of pain until we see the pain chart at the doctor's office on the scale of 1 to 10. Is that the best way or maybe the most common way that we actually think about pain?
Well, we talk about it on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, if you've been in any of the emergency departments or hospitals, they're going to give your child a little pain scale, and it's going to have different, smiley and frowny faces, from like happy and smiling to totally miserable and crying. And I've even had adults sometimes when I ask them to quantify their pain on a scale of 1 to 10, they say, "Don't you have those smiley faces for me? I could choose one of those better."
Well, in fact, that is one of the ways in which, I guess, part of this we should probably back up. I mean, one of the reasons we need to talk about understanding our pain more is that, when we actually have a pain and we go see a therapist or a doctor, we should actually know what we're talking about.
Yes, Neil, that's why we're talking about this today, because so many of my patients come in, and as part of my initial evaluation, I'm asking them very specific questions about their pain. And the look on their face half the time is complete bewilderment. They know they're in my office because they have pain. They pretty much know like what part of their body is hurting. But as for giving me the specifics of that pain, they really haven't paid that much attention, they will say to me. And the reason I ask these questions and the reason I ask them to go home now this next week and pay attention to those things is because it helps me as a practitioner come up with an accurate diagnosis based upon how the pain presents and how it moves about the body, if you would. And it's going to also help me as I'm moving through treatment. I'm going to go back and I'm going to ask this patient the same questions as we're moving through treatment. And believe it or not, Neil, patients who come in an extreme amount of pain in different parts of their body actually forget where their pain was once it starts to go away. And so I've even had patients come in my office and tell me a couple of weeks later they are no better. And then I take out their chart and I say, "Well, do you still have that pain in your calf?" And they say, "Oh, no, I don't." And I say, "Well, what about that pain in the back of your thigh?" "Well, that's not there either." "And how about that pain in your hip?" "No, but my back is still really killing me."
Well, so let's dive in, because you mentioned quantity. So that 1 to 10 scale, is that a key factor? And let's talk about some others.
Okay, sure, certainly. The quantity scale, that 1 to 10 scale, is very important because we want to know where the pain is and where it ranges from. Sometimes people will not have any pain during the day, and then it might creep up to a 5 or a 6 on a scale of 10. I have some patients who want to expand that scale of 10 to a 15, and I say, no, 10 is the worst pain. So I believe you if you go up to a 10. So that quantity is important. The frequency is important also. I ask my patients, is your pain constant, is it intermittent, or is it occasional? So how often are you having this pain? And many times people who have a lot of pain will tell me it's constant. And then I need to ask them some more specific questions. So if you lie down, do you still have your pain? And they'll say, "Oh, no, it doesn't happen when I lie down. But it is constant when I'm standing up." So as a practitioner, I need to know that that is an intermittent pain. That is a pain that comes and goes in the body. A pain that is constant, that never changes based upon someone's position, is a really serious issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned sort of, it doesn't bother me when I lie down. I guess you also talk about sort of, I guess, the real estate part of it too, right? I mean, where exactly that pain is.
Yeah, I've kind of coined this term in terms of pain, real estate, meaning how much body property does it take up? Because for someone to tell me that I have pain in my left arm is not as important to me or not as helpful as if they tell me, well, the pain only goes from my shoulder to my elbow, or I have pain only in my forearm. Or if it's down their leg, I want to know that it's not just in their right thigh, but I want to know it only goes halfway down their thigh as opposed to it goes all the way down to their knee. So all of these things are going to help me understand what structures might be involved, how significant this issue is. And then as I'm hopefully helping this patient to heal, I want to know if they used to have thigh pain and it was at their knee, but now it's thigh pain, but it's only 3 inches below their buttock. I know I'm on track to doing a good thing for them. And so that real estate question is important as well.
Talking, frequency, real estate, quantity. You also talk about quality. Somehow quality and pain doesn't seem like those should go together.
Yeah, right? No pain is good quality, right?
Yeah.
So we're not really talking good and bad quality, but what we're talking about is how would you describe your pain? So I want to know, is a pain dull? Is it sharp? Might it be shooting or electrical? That's going to start me thinking, well, this is probably some nerve that's getting compressed if something is an electrical shooting sort of pain. If a patient describes it as a throbbing pain, I know there's some type of inflammation. That's a pain that kind of goes from like 3 to 6 to 3 to 6, that kind of thumping situation. I'll also ask, do they have a burning sensation? Is their skin sensitive to the touch? Do they have tingling, which would be like a pins and needles, like when your foot is waking up from having fallen asleep? Or do they have outright numbness, which would mean they've lost some sensitivity when they stroke their skin in that area? And so those things are also going to help me understand what structures might be involved and what's the intensity of this patient's symptoms, because I need to know if this person is highly reactive to pain, that's going to make me treat them with a lot of caution, I should say.
Well, and
so
that's
very important.
As you said, I mean, that if we can come with more detail, right? I mean, even just if it's dull, it's sharp, it's shooting, it's constant, it's intermittent, it's occasional, all those things are going to help you better diagnose. And obviously, we're talking with our medical professionals or our therapists. The clearer we give you information, the better you're going to be able to come up with a treatment.
Absolutely. Whether you're showing up in the emergency department, in your primary care physician's office, your physical therapist's office, having this kind of information to share with us will help us to diagnose you, will help us to set a treatment path for you that's going to be best suited for your particular situation, and it's going to help us to know, as we reassess you over time, are you improving? And so the last area, Neil, I would say is, what's the behavior of your pain? And what I mean by that is not, is it well-behaved, but, you know, does the pain wake you up at night? If people are woken up at night by their pain, it's a really significant issue. Is it positional dependent, meaning do I only get pain in my leg when I'm sitting? Do I only get pain in my back when I'm walking? Again, these are going to help us, these kind of pain behaviors are going to help your practitioner understand what is the cause. And once we understand the cause, then we can improve your outcome.
And I guess I was...
So frequency, yeah.
Yeah, frequency, quantity, quality, behavior, another one as well. I'm wondering, you know, do you find some people that just, well, they don't take pain seriously? They think, well, I'll just learn to live with it?
Yeah, I do have some patients that have only come into physical therapy because they're nearly crippled by their pain. And so pain is a warning system that God has given us in our bodies to tell us that something is wrong. It's like the red light on your dashboard. You know, the stronger your pain gets, you know, your red light on your dashboard goes from static to starts flashing at you. You know, if you start to lose sleep because of it, you can't find a position of comfort anymore, and your pain on that intensity or quantity scale is rising. It used to be a 2, now it's a 7. Your body is telling you that something is wrong, and so pain is never good to ignore. So sometimes pain can be very serious. And so there are certain cancers that are going to look like physical pain in your body. Like as if you had a shoulder pain. I had a patient who had a pain in her shoulder and it was a tumor. But if you don't go to your doctor and you don't have that looked at, no one can ask you the appropriate questions and find out what's actually going on. So always better to take your pain seriously, Neil.
Take your pain seriously. Understand how to better, more effectively diagnose it, to help your medical professional, your therapist know. And as Lisa Marone tells us regularly, she wants it to get healthy, for heaven's sake, because there's a lot of work to do serving the Lord and serving others. Lisa is a physical therapist, professor and author and speaker, and she brings a Monday morning health tip every week, and you can sign up for that at her website, lisamarone.com, lisamarone.com. Lisa, thanks again for visiting with us today. We always love your insight.
You're welcome, Neil. Hope that was helpful.
It wasn't a pain at all. We love our time with Lisa. Tomorrow, we're going to talk music here in Connecting Faith. You want to be a part of that. It's going to be a great hour.